The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Hour number two of USAPrepares.com. With us this hour is Alfio Lanuto, attorney. Welcome, Alfio.
Good morning, Vince.
Hey, Al, I thought, you know what? Top of the hour news, I might have like 6 whole minutes where I can call PNC Bank on the East Coast and stop this $7 per month charge. They changed the terms and conditions of my account and everyone else's so that they could steal $7 a month for inactivity. So I tried to get my, and they send a statement once every 3 months. So when they slam you for 3 months worth of $7 per month. So I'm trying to get this thing reversed, and I'm trying to talk to a person. I'm trying to get my account closed, and it's impossible. I mean, they send you a statement. They say, you know, call us at 888-PNC-BANK. Well, then you have to translate the letters PNC Bank to numbers so you can dial them, because my phone doesn't have the numbers. The letters has just the numbers. So I hate these word telephone numbers. But anyway, so I call them and I get stuck in this loop and I can't talk to anybody, and they want my PIN, they want my social security number. I don't know my PIN. So I'm going round and round trying to get through this loop, and I just hit 0000000000, and all of a sudden I cause an error, and they say, hold for a person. And your hold time will be between 5 and 10 minutes. I go, I can't do that during the break. I don't have that much time. So I get really frustrated. That was yesterday, and I talked about it. And then today, I thought, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to call the branch. I'm going to call the branch where I open the account, and I'll go right around the corporate headquarters, and I'll go right to the branch. They'll fix it. So I just got off the phone with
the branch.
Well, it's 2 phone calls. They didn't answer the first one. That was earlier before the broadcast. Then just a couple minutes ago during the top of the hour break, I called, and I actually got a really lovely person. She said, I can't do it. I'll lose my job if I close your account. You have to go to corporate headquarters, and here's what you do. I said, you can't do that. You can't get through that morass, that telephone loop morass that you guys have built. I said, it's horrible dealing with PNC Bank. And she said, well, I told her that. She said, well, just hit 0000. I said, yeah, that's what I did. And I talked about that yesterday. And so I'm going to tell them today, when I finally get through to them, that if they can't fix this and just close my account, that's all I want them to do. I'm just going to have to talk about why you shouldn't deal with PNC Bank. It is miserable trying to bank today. You can't go talk to people. And so
it's not just PNC. Although PNC, I mean, this is a very egregious example you're pointing out. It's not just PNC. In fact, you've had over the years a tremendous consolidation of banks, where there used to be competition, and competition is supposed to be good for the consumer, in that if one bank is not treating the consumer fairly, the consumer has an alternative to somewhere else.
Right.
Well, now you have what is called, in economic terms, an oligopoly. Mm-hmm. There's been such tremendous consolidation of banks that they're really, even though you might think you're dealing with different banks, there's only maybe a handful of banks that you can deal with nationally. And while there is no, I'm sure they never actually get together in a room and decide, okay, we're going to charge this or we're going to do that. What happens is that it's automatic. When one bank does it, all the others, and there's very few of them, they all follow suit and start following the same procedure. So there's never any express agreement that would violate the anti-monopoly laws of this country, because it has to be in order for people, in order for banks or any other industry to be charged with monopolistic behavior, there has to be an express agreement. And what they do is, now there's just so few of them, that it really doesn't need any express agreement. Just one has to just, one bank just looks at what the other one is doing, and they all just follow suit. So unfortunately, I think most are doing the same thing. They're probably doing it also when you're charging your $7, and the money, since you don't use the account, there's nothing in there, and it goes negative. Then they'll probably charge you an overdraft fee on top of that. And then that last, so now instead of $7, you owe, now you're down seven, whatever the plus, whatever the overdraft.
Plus 35.
Okay, so now you're down $42. Now, yeah. If that goes on for a while, then they're going to charge you like another $20 or $30 administrative fees. Now you're down $70. Then the next month rolls around, and charge you another $7, and the money's not there. You're overdrawn again. So there's going to be $77 plus another $35. So if this goes on for 3 months, just because you haven't used the account, you end up owing them $300-$400. Just because you didn't use the account. And trying to get through to them is absolutely impossible. And a lot of these banks are domiciled and are governed by the laws. If you look at the fine print, they're domiciled and governed by the laws of states where they have very, very, very powerful people in Washington. Among the most famous, or at least highest ranking, at least today, that comes to mind is the state of Delaware. And where's our vice president from?
He's from Delaware. Jumping Joe Biden, the plagiarist. Look up Joe Biden plagiarism. Go ahead. Go ahead. That's what you got to do. Syracuse University.
Besides the plagiarism, you've got these people inside the Beltway protecting the banks. It's that simple. And you read the fine print on when you go to open up an account, and you have to have accounts, right? You can't use the mattress like people did 100 years ago. That's written in the fine print, and most people don't have an opportunity to read it. And even if they do, they don't really have any choice. They don't really have any choice. They can't go to the bank next door or across the street, because most of them operate the same way. And it is extremely, extremely frustrating. And you get into this loop, but what's enabling it is the politicians in Washington. That's exactly who's enabling that $7 problem that you got. That could mushroom into a $700 problem before you know it.
Yeah.
The only alternative you might realistically have in order to minimize your damages is to just figure out how much is it negative right now. Cut your losses. Throw it into the account and say, now close the account.
That's exactly where I am. So, but first, I wanted the $21 back for the 3 months. That was my first thing. I said, can you reverse these charges? And she said, no, I can't do it.
Yeah, unfortunately, I doubt very much that they're going to do it. They probably need the chairman of the board to authorize something like that. At least that's what they're going to tell you. They can do it if they want to, but they're just not going to. They're out to fleece people. But the irony is that if you were maintaining balances in that account of $700,000 average to average daily balance per month, they wouldn't charge you the $7. The irony there is that if the people who can least afford it, stiff the
absolutely
people who don't have any money, that's the ones, those fleece the people without the money.
I received a letter from the local bank in our county, and it had in very small print all of the fees. It was a whole page of fees that they charge for various things that they do. So I looked at this letter, and there was a fee. If you call the bank and you transfer funds from one account to another, there's a fee associated with that. There's a fee associated with a letter of credit. There's a fee associated, overdraft. There's all kinds of fees. There was a whole page of these fees. And I looked at these things, and one of the things that I've done many, many years ago is I've trained this particular bank to be able to transfer funds from one account to another account via the telephone. And I've trained them to do it based on my voice. So when I first started banking with them, I'd say, "Hi, this is Vin Finelli. Do you recognize my voice?" And the first time I called them, they said, "No." Second time, they said, "Sort of." Third time, they said, "Yes." So, phone call after phone call, I've trained them to recognize my voice. So they will transfer funds for me. But they sent me this letter, and they sent the same letter to everybody else that's their customer, of all of these fees, and one of the fees is these telephone transfer fees. Now, they've never charged me for it. So I called them up, and after I got this letter of all these fees, and I said, thanks so much for taking my phone call. I have this letter that you sent me, and it has all these fees on it. Now, I'm highly allergic to all these fees. I get a rash just thinking about them. These don't apply to me, do they? And they said, "Oh, no. Of course not. No, they don't apply to you." So what I'm saying is, they treat me specially. But we can all be treated specially, I believe, or we at least have a chance if we challenge. If we challenge these fees, because I'm not going to pay them.
Challenge them, exactly. Yeah. I've seen banks charge customers money for depositing money into the account.
Yeah, they charge.
Into savings accounts where they're going to earn interest, into checking accounts where they earn no interest. And the banks, those are called time deposits. That means that the bank doesn't have to pay any interest on them, but can invest those monies. What they do is they take the statistical determination of how much money is going to be unused by the aggregate sum of their depositors, who are just going to have their money sitting in that account. They deposit it and they invest those monies, and they're actually earning money on your money. But after they charged you for depositing the money into the account that they're going to invest and earn money on. Now, mm-hmm. Trying to make sense of that one, the inconsistencies and the inequities and ironies are absolutely phenomenal. And normally you can't even find somebody to talk to who has either or both of the intellectual capability of comprehending what you're talking about.
Alfie, we're going into a break, and when we come back, I'd like to tell you a little bit, a very, very short story about a banking conversation I had with the president of a small bank in Virginia. Very interesting what he said to me. We'll talk about banking and interest when we come back. Alfio Lanuto.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys 3 square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving 3 square meals unit. One case normally $164.37. Sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get 2 or 3 cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3 square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage. Period.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, Al, I was in the branch of this local bank in a small county in Virginia. And they had a sign that said what they were currently paying for savings accounts and CDs. So I looked at it, and I looked at the interest rate, and I thought, well, I'll just call the president of the bank. So I went back to the farm, and I called up the president of the bank, and I knew him, and I said, hey, Bobby, I was in the bank today, and I saw the sign, and what you're suggesting that you're going to pay for interest on deposits. What can you pay? And what I was telling him was I considered that sign a suggestion. I didn't consider that, non-negotiable. I thought that CD rates would be negotiable, and they are. They absolutely are. So you don't have to just accept that. So he said, Vinny, look, we're not gonna charge you for a deposit.
This was in the 90s.
I'm saying, hey, Bobby, 5% is a nice start, and let's work our way up from there. And he's saying, hey, Vinny, we're not gonna charge you to hold your money. So he took the exact opposite approach, and we kind of chuckled about it. But here we are in 2014, where banks are not paying interest on accounts. They think they're doing us a favor, and across the street from Bobby's bank, Mrs. Finelli was depositing some tokens. She had some coins, and they said, okay, we're going to have to charge you for depositing these tokens. And she said, I'm sorry. I thought, I thought this was a bank. And they said, well, we now charge, because we have to handle this stuff. And she said, oh, okay, well, I'll tell you what, you don't have to do it anymore. We'll just close the accounts. We'll close our accounts. We'll close the corporate account. And I'm sure my husband's parents are going to want to close their accounts, too. So why don't we just close the accounts? And they said, whoa. I think we can work this out. So they decided they weren't going to charge us for depositing tokens. But these banks are out of control, and you have to take a stand. You really have to take a stand, or they'll run you over.
Well, the thing is, you at least had the opportunity of having some market power with them. Not equal bargaining power with them, but at least you had some leverage in that you had several accounts that were at least sufficiently coveted by the bank to want to maintain. Think about those people who actually don't have it, who don't have those several accounts, who don't have a corporate account, and who don't have their parents also banking at the same bank, and who cannot make that statement. They get absolutely run over by the banks. They get completely destroyed because they have absolutely no market power. And as I was saying earlier, there's now been such a concentration by the tremendous number of mergers, especially after the financial meltdown, what used to be considered a no-no and heavy market concentration among banks, the too big to fail, et cetera, is actually been encouraged now by the United States government in terms of and by the financial regulatory authorities under the auspices of creating stronger, healthier banks only and I can assure you to create what will eventually develop into banks that will again be too big to fail, will also fall into the same things, into the same practices that caused this last economic meltdown. And then you're going to have the White House and the Fed all come out and say, well, we can't let this bank fail because you're too big to fail. There'll be economic ripples across the marketplace. Well, if they're too big to fail, then do what Teddy Roosevelt did, break them up. Break them up. Break them up now. And actually benefit the consumer by taking these banks instead of encouraging them to consolidate, which benefits the banks and the politicians, make them break up. Take these banks that are either already too big to fail or on their way to becoming too big to fail, and when they will make mistakes again, they will fall exactly into the same mistakes that history has taught us anything. Economic history and financial history has taught us anything, and that they will do the same thing all over again. They did it in the 80s, and they did it now. Break them up so that they are each of, like, for example, the Bell telephone companies. There was one company nationwide, and they were broken up into smaller companies. That
Judge Green, hold that thought. Alfio Lunato, and I'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle.
and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power.
Okay.
Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Al Lanuta's with us. Hey, Al, I got to tell you, you know, the phone rings a lot here at the farm. I mean, we get a lot of calls. And whenever you call and Mrs. Finelli answers, she always smiles when it's Alfio Lanuto. So I just want to let you know. And we're looking forward, if our schedules line up, to have you come spend some time at the farm with us during the Get Prepared Expo, which is the last weekend in March of 2015. So that would be a lot of fun if the schedules align. We'd love to have you here. You'll get a chance to spent some time, you and your wife, of course, and spent some time with the Freeze Dry Guy and Matt Stein and Dr. Richard Allen Miller and Erin Dakins and her husband. I mean, the farmhouse is going to be absolutely packed. I think even John Stadtmiller from Republic Broadcasting is going to try to make it up here, too. He's been here many times. So it'll be a lot of fun. So
that's a very kind invitation. Thank you. I'll mark my calendar, and I certainly will do my best to try to be there and look forward to it.
Yeah, and think about what you would like to educate the thousands of people who come to the expo. When you speak, I'd love to have you speak and teach them. You've got such a vast knowledge base. It would be wonderful to share. Al, I was thinking about the good old days. And times are different. They really are. I remember back in the 1960s, my dad introduced me to the branch manager of the bank, the banker, okay, the guy who ran the bank. I was very young at the time, and he said he wanted me to start a savings account. He wanted to teach me good, thrifty habits. And so, I met with the boss. I met with the boss of the bank and, went to the conference room there, and it was, kind of a private, and it was a really, really neat, memorable event. And I'm talking, decades ago. I can still remember this, opening that account. And I remember my dad, took me to other people who were, involved in his life, that did things with him and for him, the movers and shakers in his life, and we had those relationships. And it's not like that anymore. I guess what my dad was saying is, I'm standing behind my son, and I'm vouching for my son. He's been vetted by me, and that's how it worked. It's not like that
anymore. It's not like that anymore. I remember those days too. After my dad worked in the corporate world, with a subsidiary of AT&T on the NORAD system for many years, and then went to work for another company after that, when the NORAD defense contractor moved to Cape Canaveral. My mom didn't want to move away from the local Oklahoma family defense. But after he decided he left the corporate world and started a real estate business. So I grew up essentially in a family real estate business, and a lot of times the people that we would sell homes to, or my father would sell homes to, were very, very hardworking people, but didn't necessarily meet the. If you plotted out all their data points on a spreadsheet, they might necessarily have met the strict bank guidelines. And I remember in those cases, my dad would just say, "Here, come with me." He'd walk the guy down to the local bank, and it was a local bank. Mm-hmm. And you walked in, and there were real people, not machines. Right. And he would walk right into the president's office, and he would say, "John," literally into the office of the president of the bank. And they only had one branch, but that was it. They didn't have 300 branches spread across the Northeast or anything. That was the bank. And they were a local community bank. They knew everybody in town. They knew who was good. They knew who wasn't, who to watch out for. And my dad would walk in and say, "You know what? This guy's buying a house. He and his family, his wife, they're hard workers. They got these kids. They're buying this house here. I'm selling it to them, in there. And I know the numbers don't necessarily look the way they should, but I tell you, I vouch for them. They're good people. I know them. And I think you'd be doing your bank a service and them a service by giving them a mortgage to buy the house, and I think they'll also become good customers of yours." They were never wrong, not once. The bank president would look him in the eye and look him up and down, talk to him a little bit, and make a decision right then and there on the spot. Okay, granted, they get a mortgage, and not one of those has ever. Not one of them ended up with a foreclosure sign on it. Not one. You can't do that today. And if you have that $7 a month problem right now, you'd walk into the branch, you'd walk into the bank, not the branch. Let's forget about branch banking. You'd walk into the bank, the bank, and you'd talk to the president or the vice president or somebody who had authority and say, well, this is ridiculous, and they'd agree with you, and they'd reverse the charges. You can't
absolutely
do that. Things are not based on trust anymore. They're not based upon personal relationships. And a character is nothing more than a credit score. We've all seen how well that's turned out, haven't we? With all the packaging and repackaging and taking the Main Street loans and putting them into bundling them into portfolios with big rubber bands around them and then selling them into the equity markets on Wall Street and basically destroying both. But as long as the numbers all worked out, the numbers on paper looked good, except that they weren't real. But when that branch, when that bank president looked into the eyes of the potential borrower, that was real. He was looking into real eyes. He was looking into the character of a real person, talking to him, making an assessment of who he's dealing with. Nobody does that anymore. Now it's all just, now it's all painting by the numbers. And I think the proof is in the pudding as to how well that's worked out for our economy. I know the standard of living is, I know most people were able to do more and live a better lifestyle back in the 80s than they can today. They could go to the movies more often, buy a nicer car, take more vacations, work less. They didn't have to be at their desk by 5:30 in the morning to beat out the next guy who was there by 6. That was unheard of in those days. You're absolutely correct. Things have changed, and certainly not for the better. And the trend is unfortunately continuing toward more corporatism more statism, if you will, and that's not a healthy trend. Where it's going to lead, if we let our imaginations wander, is an even far worse place than we're in right now.
Al, I'll tell you a quick story. I wanted to buy a farm about 10 years ago. And the real estate professionals who I talked to were very interested in what I did, how much money I made, how much I had in the bank, and all those kinds of things. And I was not interested in sharing any of it, and I didn't. I came across this one guy who actually is a friend of mine. His name is Roger Douglas, and he's one of our instructors. He's a real estate instructor, and he's been to the expos, and he's spoken in front of the large groups talking about real estate. And the reason I invited him to be an instructor and this was many, many years ago, way before I met you, he sold us this farm here in Missouri. So I called him from Virginia, and he didn't know me, I didn't know him, and I told him what I was looking for. He said, I've got the farm, and I think you're going to buy it. And I said, Roger, please don't make me come 2,200 miles round trip, unless you're absolutely serious. He said, no, I think you're going to buy this farm. So Mrs. Finelli and I got in the car, and we left from Virginia and came to Missouri. And so Roger Douglas showed us this farm. And he said, he talked about why it was an interesting farm, and he did not really try to sell it. And after spending a day, we walked the entire farm. I mean, we literally walked 241 acres. And we were serious about it. And we got back in the car, and I said, Roger, you are a struck. You never asked me if I can afford this. You never asked me what I do. You never asked me if I have any money. You never asked me how I was going to pull this off. And, 241 acres is a fairly sizable farm in some parts of the country. In on the East Coast, it would be undoable to find a farm that big. And, in parts of the West, it'd be a small farm. But for him to not ask me if I could afford it after spending an entire day with us, it kind of stunned me. So he said, I didn't have to. And I said,
I understand that. Yeah. I understand that completely. He made a judgment call.
Well, he did. And I said, well, how is that? And you know, you've heard the term y'all in the South. Well, here in Missouri, it's Ewins, okay? In New Jersey, it'd be Hughes guys. But here it's, he said, well, he said, I just asked Ewins how long you've been married. And, you know, we've been married for easily decades at that
point. You better remember quick, Vince.
Well, I don't exactly want to say. But, you know, now it's over 30 years. But anyway, I said, wow. And he said, that tells me that you're stable and that, you know, you can afford it based on that one question. And he kind of slid it in, you know, kind of just, you know, turned off to the side as he was driving. So how long have you been married? Simple as that. And that's how he did it. Now, so what I'm saying is, there was trust there. He figured out that, you know, we were for real. We figured out that he was for real. And then he said, I don't want you to buy this. I want you to go home and think about it. So we went home and thought about it. And I called him back and I said, I'd like to buy the farm. And we negotiated the price. My first offer was refused. My second offer was accepted on the same phone call. And he said, okay, we're shaking hands on the phone. We bought the farm on a handshake with a handshake on the phone. We'll be right back.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
The most important thing you should have next to water and food is a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare fuel is the answer. With the harsh, bitterly cold winter that's predicted this year, it's more important than ever to have spare fuel on hand. Spare fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. It's also perfect for chainsaws, tractors, and other small gas engines. Use spare fuel alone, or mix it with any amount of regular gasoline to extend the supply of gas you do have on hand. Spare fuel is absolutely essential for unforeseen emergencies. Store spare fuel in your vehicle's trunk or cargo bay and use it in case you run out of gas on the highway. Unlike gasoline, spare fuel is also safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many, many years. For special bulk pricing, go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com now.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Here we are live.
When you go to the for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Al Linutis with us. So, Al, those were the good old days, and we were able to buy a farm literally on a telephone-connected handshake. And not only that, I found out that Roger told me at the same time that I was negotiating on that very phone call, he got another phone call. A guy wanted to buy the same farm who had been working with Roger for years. And he was a pilot, and he just decided that he was going to buy the farm. And Roger was in negotiation with me, and he put the other guy off. He said, we're in negotiation right now. What he did not do was he did not escalate, you know, the price of the farm and have us two guys bid
against each other with Joe, which is what a lot of people do these days. They try to get competing offers and say, "Gee, I just got another offer, a little more. You're gonna have to come up, et cetera, et cetera." Which is not a very fair or ethical way of doing business. If he made that commitment to you, and he said we've got a telephone handshake, even though it wasn't a physical handshake, that is. And that's the honorable thing to do, and to stick to it. When we bought our first house, I saw it just before the market crashed in the 80s, and when I drove up to it, I said, "I'm buying this house for my wife." I mean, I knew she'd bought it. I hadn't told her yet. And I went inside, met the owner, and we struck a deal. We shook hands. That was it. I went home and told my wife, I said, "Come with me." Went for a ride. I showed her the house. She said, "I just bought it." Naturally, you can't buy it the same day. Yeah, there's a process for the closing. But after that, the market crashed. And between the time that he and I, the seller and I shook hands and what our intended closing date was, the house wasn't worth what I was paying for it anymore. But I still went through with it because he and I, had a handshake. We had a deal. And he asked me, are you going to back out of this now? Because the prices have dropped. I said, absolutely not. I made you a deal. We made a deal on that date. And that's the deal. I mean, if prices had gone up, I wouldn't expect you. I would not have expected you to raise the price on me. So it works both ways. Unfortunately, it's very hard to find people to do business along those same principles today. It would be a much better business world, and it's certainly a much better world if that were the case. But that's the way things used to get done, and perhaps we should lose hope that perhaps one day we might return to that way of doing business. But we're going to have to shut down a lot of these computer systems and get our eyes unglued from the computer screens and just painting by the numbers and start dealing with people as real people again.
Al, when I sold our farm in Virginia, I decided to sell it ultimately by, list it on the Internet without a realtor. I would talk to realtors, but I decided to list it. And I put it at one price, and then I raised the price $10,000, then I raised the price another $10,000. And after I raised it the third time, or the third price, within a day, we had a buyer and he wanted to buy it. So we were sitting in the dining room table and he said, I'd like to buy the house. What is the price? Well, the current price was the highest price. And I said, the lowest price. And he said, well, wait a minute. It's listed for $20,000 more than that. And I said, I know. But I feel that I should sell it to you for the lowest price. He said, I'll tell you what. I'll pay you the middle price.
Wow. Here's two guys negotiating against themselves. that doesn't happen too often.
And we've been friends ever since. And you know, it was like a couple minute closing. It was a wonderful experience. As a matter of fact, he's even called and been on the air with us. I think if you're above board and honest, and it just works out so much better. So what you did was right. And Al, have a great weekend. It's always great being on the phone and on the air with you. Thanks so much. And class, above all, honesty and integrity. You know, what happens next is up to you. And Dr. Shealy's going to be at the meetup on Monday, Jimmy's Egg. And we're going to be talking about Ebola and your health. So bring your friends and family. Jimmy's Egg Monday.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor. Come and take it.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.